This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world in the middle of the new month. And now on our show this hour, we have Michael Seth Starr. Now, he is an author who's penned a book about a lot of people, but recently he penned a book about William Shatner. We thought it would be nice to invite Michael on the show again. He's been on our program many times to talk about the book. Ed Meyer from Ripley's Believe It or Not will be joining us. Singer Leanne Rimes will be here. And October is Pasta Month. We'll be talking to Chef Rosario Del Nero. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world in the middle of the new month.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's VITRAZZA.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Nationwide and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been with us in the past. He has covered television at the New York Post for the last almost 20 years, a little bit longer than that, in fact. He's authored 25 years. Wow, I was trying to make you look young there, but I guess no chance in that happening. And he's authored critically acclaimed biographies, Peter Sellers, Art Carney, Joey Bishop, Bobby Darin, Raymond Burr, Red Fox, and Ringo Starr. And the last time we chatted was when we were talking about his book about Red Fox. And as we all know by now, this past Wednesday, William Shatner went up in space. Not only is he the first entertainer to do that, but he's the first man who's 90 years old who went up in space. And we thought it would be a good idea to bring our friend Michael Seth Starr with us, because he's written a book about Bill Shatner. Now, it doesn't include, of course, what happened this past week, but it gives a little profile of the man, okay? Because you got to admit, he's a pretty cool guy. Our guest is Michael Seth Starr. Hi, Michael.
I'm great. How are you?
Good. The book that's come out right now is called Shatner, and of course, this is a book about William Shatner, who we all know as Captain Kirk in Star Trek, but he's gone on to do so many things, Boston Legal. The guy is unbelievable. When you wrote this book, did you have any cooperation from him?
I didn't, Ron. I had interviewed Bill Shatner for the New York Post about 10 years ago. At the time, he had a talk show on the Bio Channel. It was a cable network called Shatner's Raw Nerve. It was a really good talk show.
Yeah,
interviewed celebrity guests.
I remember that.
And that was fine. You know, I interviewed him for that. But I did reach out to his camp when I signed the contract for this book. And I was told that he had, quote, an overcommitted such a long, illustrious career. I mean, there's so much to cover there. I would have loved to have spoken to him mostly about his childhood in Montreal, because that's what always interests me about celebrities that I write about, their formative years, because those are usually the years that people don't know too much about, because these people seem to come out of nowhere and all of a sudden they're celebrities. But no, I didn't get any cooperation from him. But I was able to speak to neighbors of his from Montreal, people who work with him throughout the years on Star Trek and different movies and television shows. And I think it's a pretty comprehensive look at his life and career that I hope people will learn a lot about him when they read the book.
You know, many, many years of me doing what I do, I did have the opportunity to interview him a couple of times, especially most recently when he was doing a show with Henry Winkler that took place overseas. It was a funny thing. But here's a man who is so well known. He's kind of like an icon to a generation. He's respected, but you say he's been imitated, beloved, but revered, but also disliked. And I guess I got to go in that corner first. Is he hard to work with?
Yes and no. I think through different phases of his career, he has been difficult to work with. When he was doing a Broadway show in the late 50s, early 60s, called The World of Susie Wong, he fought with his co-star, France Noyen, who would actually later appear in an episode of Star Trek. They did not like each other. He actually had a physical altercation with one of his co-stars, a guy named Ron Randall. And that sort of reputation for being difficult followed him into Star Trek, although he would, if you had him on the phone now, he would probably say, well, I wasn't difficult to work with. It was the others who were. But I always say, where there's smoke, there's fire. And if you read, or if you just hear about the books that his Star Trek castmates from the original series wrote, most of them wrote their memoirs. Nichelle Nichols and George Takei, most famously, James Doohan. They all were very, very critical of Bill Shatner and his behavior on the set. They accused him of being arrogant, of rewriting scenes so he would get more screen time, more face time, pushing them out of the camera lens, and when they were making the movies, rewriting scenes so their impact would be lessened. So, you know, whether or not that's true or not, I think you have to err a little bit on the side of caution. However, as I said, when there's more than one person saying this, you have to believe there's a kernel of truth to that.
Yeah.
And he's admitted to it. Every now, like, sometimes he'll say, yes, I could have been nicer, I could have been more understanding, I was too focused on the job and getting the job done. Other times he'll say, no, I don't know what they're talking about. He said that to me when I interviewed him for the Post, for the New York Post, and I asked him about, he was at the time fighting with George Takei. You know, they still are, actually.
Yeah.
These guys are both in their late 80s, and they're like 12-year-olds fighting with each other on Twitter and accusing each other of stupid things. And he said, I never had any problem with him, but apparently there were some problems. And I think, though, as he's matured and mellowed, I mean, and I think anybody, as they get older, for the most part, they can look back on their career and assess their life and career and say, yeah, you know, maybe I should have handled that differently. We all do that. Hindsight is 20/20. I think he has reassessed how his behavior, and I think as he's gotten more mellow and older, the sailing has been smoother for him on different projects with which he's been associated.
Michael, back in 1966, when he first got the gig on Star Trek, was there any mention of the fact of what he thought of that script and never thinking that possibly this thing would turn into an American cultural icon?
It's a good question that I don't think anybody can answer. I mean, at the time, let's face it, at the time to him, to Bill Shatner, it was another job. I mean, he, at that point in his career, he had made a few big-budget Hollywood movies, The Judgment at Nuremberg and The Brothers Karamazov, that hadn't really lifted him up into the upper echelons of A-list stars, I think, as he had been hoping. At the same time, he was keeping busy, unbelievably busy, with episodic television, live television, and here in New York, and going back to Toronto and Montreal and Los Angeles, and shooting episodes of Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock Presents and Playhouse 90 and Alcoa Theater. He was everywhere. On TV screens. So, and then he had a CBS series called For the People in 1965, and that was canceled, and that in turn led to Star Trek. So I think he, at the time, he just saw it as another job and another opportunity. And if you look back now, even diehard Star Trek fans will tell you the show was not a success. It was not a success in any of its three seasons on NBC. It was not very highly rated. But But NBC did bring the show back year after year for those three seasons because it had a very loyal fan base, and they were writing letters to NBC officials, and it was popular enough to warrant at least another life for three seasons, but then it was over, and it was only for everybody on that show. They just went on and moved on to the next gig, next acting job, and then who knew how much the show was going to take off when it started airing in repeats about a year and a half later. A whole new generation discovered it. People who didn't see it the first time around started watching it. It was more accessible. It was on more often. It was on more stations. And it just really caught on and created this whole mythology that might have existed from the beginning, but now just grew to mythic proportions. And as it is, as we know it today, just one of the most popular, iconic shows in American television history.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you mentioned The Twilight Zone. Now, I remember that episode distinctly. That's where he saw the monster on the wing. A great role that he played. You remember that one?
Yes, yeah. Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. There's a picture of it in the book for people who are interested. It's funny you mention that, Ron, because when he's talked about that episode. I actually interviewed the director of that episode, and again, you know, when they were making it, I mean, The Twilight Zone was a very respected show for its time, and of course Rod Serling was brilliant.
Right.
To them it was just, you know, another episodic show. You show up, you do your lines. They had a guy dressed in a gremlin costume jumping up and down on the wing of the plane, and you know, it was, to them, probably seemed kind of silly at the time, but it was a very... That's one of the, to me, one of the best episodes of the series, and it really is creepy. Took on, as did Star Trek, mythical status years later. Shot in black and white, which I think helps.
Yeah,
there's something about black and white television. I don't know what it is. It just makes it more vibrant in a way.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, of course, his performance on Boston Legal, I think, is sensational. That character was great. The book is out right now, so we can get it. It's called Shatner. It's penned by Michael Seth Starr. And, Michael, it's a great book, really, as I suggest everybody get it, because everybody's a William Shatner fan of some sort or another. But you got to do me this favor now. You got to come back and talk about the Bobby Darin book.
Let's set it up.
Okay.
We'll set it up. I'd be happy to talk about Bobby.
Okay.
He was great.
And maybe down the line...
He's been a lot. It's been 37 years, I'll tell you that.
And maybe down the road, even Raymond Burr, because that was another character that had an interesting background. Hey, Michael, it's always nice chatting with you, and I look forward to having you back, my friend. Good luck with Shatner, okay?
Thanks, Ron.
Our guest has been Michael Seth Starr, and the name of the book is called Shatner's, which, by the way, this past March 22nd, turned 90 years old. And this past Wednesday was the first man of that age to go into space. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live all across the good old USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. And speaking about around the world, our guest has traveled around the world collecting unusual stories and unbelievable artifacts to Phil Ripley's Believe It or Not. For the past 35 years, Edward Meyer, who's the Vice President of Exhibits and Archives, have been doing that. Thought it appropriate to talk about some of the stories and facts with regards to presidential trivia. Ed Meyer joins us on the show. Hi, Ed. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us on.
Talking about Abraham Lincoln and his pet turkey in the White House. You got some other stories about good old Abe, don't you?
Well, Abraham Lincoln is my favorite president, and I say that with a little bit of caution because I'm not an American. I'm a Canadian, so my opinion really doesn't count. But
Everything
about Abraham Lincoln fascinates me.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I understand that he had written over a million words during the presidency or in his lifetime, because that's more words than were written by Shakespeare.
Or in the entire Bible. And I was going to say, this is not including any kind of private correspondence, you know, not letters to his son or his wife or whatever, but this is all public printed material while president. 1,078,365 words, which is about almost a whole 100,000 more than are in the Bible, and about 50,000 more than in all of Shakespeare. So I think of Lincoln as, you know, the great orator, but truly he's the great writer. Piggybacking on that, there are more books about Abraham Lincoln than any other individual except Napoleon.
Wow.
Or on any other subject except the Bible and Napoleon. So the third most popular thing to write about is Abraham Lincoln. At last count, more than 14,000 books. So you could, in theory, have a library of just material on Abraham Lincoln. And if you added his own writings to it, you'd probably have a pretty big library.
What about some 20th century presidents like Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, FDR, Truman, Eisenhower?
Well, if we go to Teddy Roosevelt, I think it's relatively well known that the teddy bear was named after him. But I don't think many people realize ladies' lingerie, the teddy, is also named after Teddy Roosevelt.
I didn't know that.
And one of the things he's most famous for, in addition to the teddy bear, the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And there was a very, very popular toy before the teddy bear, Teddy riding on a horse, and the horse rears up mechanically. And today, that is one of the most collectible presidential pieces of memorabilia. Anybody out there listening that's got a Teddy Roosevelt plush toy horse, Ripley's would be interested in getting another one. We've only ever seen two, and we have one in our collection at this point.
Is that the statue that you many times see in the Oval Office? And I know Ronald Reagan had it, and I think Clinton had it. Is that the same statue you're talking about?
The same pose, but as a children's plush animal, dating from 1901, 1902 type era.
In your opinion, Ed, and I'm sure that you have so much to draw from, what is the strangest story that you ever heard about a president?
Oh, boy. Well, this may be not exactly answering your question, but I'm going to relate to, again, one of the exhibits that we actually own on display in our auditorium in Baltimore. Again, I think everybody at this point in history knows that Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth in the Ford Theater. Booth comes up from behind, shoots Lincoln in the head, jumps over the balcony and lands on the stage.
Right.
Well, a derringer falls out of his vest pocket and is found on the stage. Now, Derringer, I think, again, a lot of people realize it's a small gun if it fits in your pocket, but it's a particular style of gun made by a gentleman named Derringer, who
right.
is one of the foremost gun makers in history, and certainly probably the number one at that time. So people found this gun as Booth leaves the theater, runs out the back door. The gun is found. So for over 100 years, it was assumed that that gun was the gun that shot Abraham Lincoln. Again, you probably know exactly how many days later, but when they finally get, they shoot Booth down in a standoff, they find a matching pistol in his arsenal when they capture him. Two pistols are identical. They were made as a match pair, one for each vest pocket. But until 1972, modern-day ballistics, 107 years later, no one was sure which pistol actually killed him. And most people, you know, believed it was the one that was found in the Ford Theater. We own that gun on display in our museum in Baltimore, beautifully inscribed by Mr. Derringer to Mr. Booth. Beautiful silver work. 1972, it was discovered by ballistics that the other gun is the real gun. And, of course, today that can be seen in the Ford Theater.
In the Ford Theater, yeah.
Really cool piece of history. It is one of the most beautiful guns. Nice little velvet pouch that it fits in. And what a unique piece of our Americana.
Yeah, I saw that. And how many locations of Ripley, believe it or not, are there? I know that there's one right near my studio here in Orlando, but worldwide, how many?
Worldwide, 31 in 10 countries, 18 in the United States, 4 in Florida. And our very first, oldest museum, 1950 we opened, so 65 years plus, St. Augustine, Florida, America's oldest town, is also America's oldest Ripley's, believe it or not.
And you rotate these artifacts so that people have an opportunity to see them in this country or overseas?
Well, we do, certainly. We try to have something new in every museum every year to get repeat tourists. But we're also adding to our collection every day.
Yeah.
Change out a few of the old ones and keep adding new ones.
That's great. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to donate this microphone that we did this interview on to the Ripley, Believe It or Not, Museum so that you can have, and I can have, a everlasting presence at that one, okay?
That'd be great. And you know, honestly, that's a big appeal for a lot of people, to be able to say that they're in a Ripley's Believe It or Not book, or more specifically,
oh, yeah.
in a Ripley's Believe It or Not auditorium, is usually their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. And you got one of the world's best jobs.
Thank you.
Please come back, and maybe one day we'll go down and do a remote broadcast from the one here in Orlando.
That'd be great. I'd love to do it. And anytime. We're always happy to talk on the radio.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, as a local guy, you're probably aware of it, but if you want a real big dose of presidential history, Claremont has the President's Museum, run by a gentleman named John Zweifel, has the world's largest miniature version of the White House, a spectacular exhibit.
Yeah, I've been there several times. I know John, and you're right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's tucked away in a little bedroom community, but it's very nicely done.
Beautiful piece.
Edward Meyer, Vice President of Exhibits and Archives for Ripley's, Believe It or Not, all across the USA and around the world. Thank you so much, Ed, and I appreciate it. We'll look forward to having you back.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I've had Ed on the show several times over the years, and I just cannot get enough of talking to him. And how cool is it to be able to know all of those backstories at Ripley's, Believe It or Not? If you get a chance to go visit one, do it. They are unbelievable. Or not. Don't leave us. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 40th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service in Washington, D.C. held today, and President Biden was there to honor fallen law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. Biden saying the toll on the profession over the past 2 years alone has been, in his words, far too heavy, with nearly 500 lives lost in law enforcement. Biden also addressed what families of law enforcement officers have to go through.
How long have you had to stand and wait and wonder when you heard something on the news or saw it on television? Thousands and thousands of American families stand and wait so their husbands, their wives, their fathers, their mothers, sons and daughters can serve the rest of us.
That event held as a manhunt continues in the Houston, Texas area after two deputies were shot and wounded and another was killed in an early morning ambush today. And this is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ron Segi today, live across the United States and around the world.
And I'm so glad to have our next guest. She's been on our show in the past. She is a magnificent talent, starting at a very young age. Joining us right now, I'd like to say country superstar, but she's had hits that have crossed over to all different kinds of charts. Joining us is Leanne Rimes. Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
It's nice talking with you again. We haven't talked in a long, long time, and I congratulate you on your continuing success. And I meant what I said. You are one of the very few people in this business that have started off at a very young age in a very tough industry, and for some reason, you've always had your act together, and you never hear anything in the tabloids. You really got it together there, Leanne.
Thank
thank you. I try. You know, I'm human. Yeah, I really am. All of us make mistakes, but I try as much as possible to, you know, focus on what I do best, and that's singing.
You really have had that pressure on you for a long, long time. There's a question about it.
I definitely have. I mean, I started when I was 13, so, you know, everybody's seen every up and down of my whole entire life.
Well, now let's talk about what you're here to talk about, okay?
Yeah, of course.
And this is something that I think is very, very cool, all right? And not cool because of the fact that it's a very, very serious disease, but cool of the fact that somebody like yourself is coming out of the box and talking about it, okay? And that's psoriasis.
Yeah, psoriasis is actually, I mean, it's something I was diagnosed with when I was 2 years old. And a lot of people, there's over 7.5 million people in America living with psoriasis. And people don't know, I don't think they know exactly what it is. It's, I think there's a major social stigma with psoriasis, and a lot of people think that it's a contagious disease. But it's, psoriasis is a skin disorder. It basically is a chronic immune disorder that manifests itself on the skin in red, scaly, itchy patches. And it's something that I was diagnosed with when I was 2, and I was 80% covered by the time I was 6.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've hidden it, you know, you guys have known me since I was 13, so I've hidden it well my whole life. And, you know, wearing jeans in the middle of a, you know, hot summer show, or 2 pair of pantyhose or long sleeves. And it definitely took its toll, not only physically but emotionally. You know, really, you know, part of my job is to be confident and sell, you know, beauty. And so I had to cover up a lot of the times, and it kind of, you know, took its toll emotionally on me. But I've, over the past 5 years, I've found a great dermatologist and the right treatment, and I've been able to manage my disease and really get it under control instead of it having control of me. So I finally wanted to turn something that's been so negative in my life into a positive and really come out and speak out about it.
See, the reason I mentioned earlier about the coolness of this, even though it's a very serious disease, and we're going to talk about how it impacts other organs in your system, is the fact here you are looking absolutely perfect, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody would ever know that you were suffering from a very young age, and I mean a young age, for something like psoriasis. First of all, early ages of your life are very difficult because youngsters can be tough on other youngsters.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can really be brutal because they don't understand, you know, how the feelings and, you know, the frustration and the discontent that the victim, for all intents and purposes, is going through. But for you to be so high profile and look like nothing is wrong is actually a tribute to your ability to really persevere for your career and act as a model for people who suffer from whether it's psoriasis or anything.
Well, yeah, I do believe, you know, I hope I, you know, stand here as a ray of hope for a lot of people that are suffering so severely from psoriasis. You know, to be clear as I've been for the past 5 years by finding the right treatment and learning how to manage my disease, I had a severe case. It's not like I had a few little spots and now I'm talking about it. I definitely had a severe case. So it's, I hope I, you know, remain a glimmer of hope for a lot of people and encouraging people, you know, through the campaign. It's called Stop Hiding and Start Living, and that's what we're encouraging people to do, is really manage their disease by finding the right dermatologist, the right treatment, and, you know, living their life again, because I think people really do hide behind clothes. They hide behind closed doors because people, they get, you know, we get looked at funny sometimes. And I hope through this campaign, we're not only educating psoriasis sufferers, but also the general public, so that psoriasis sufferers can live a normal life. There's a great website called StopHiding.org where people can find out more information about the disease and how to better manage their disease, and also what treatment options are available.
Leanne, is there a permanent cure for this?
No, there's no cure. This is a lifelong chronic illness that I
really
battle. Yeah, unfortunately, we have not found the cure, but we hope that we will. We've now learned that psoriasis is linked to comorbid diseases such as diabetes and heart disease, obesity, depression. So, you know, the common thread through psoriasis and Crohn's disease and diabetes and heart disease is this inflammation in the body. So we're hoping through research that we can find what causes this inflammation and how, you know, to control it so that not only we can help psoriasis, but all of these other diseases that involve inflammation.
Now, is this an after effect of those diseases, or is this possibly a cause of it? Now, you mentioned diabetes, heart disease, Crohn's disease. That could all be a symptom that you have that problem, or this can cause that problem.
Well, it's been linked linked. You know, like I said, the main link is the inflammation through all of these diseases. But, you know, you think of, you know, the stress that psoriasis does put on the body.
Mm-hmm.
You think of, you know, the mental and physical, emotional issues that we go through, you know, can easily cause, you know, a heart attack or, you know, severe depression or obesity because people aren't wanting to get out and actually live a healthy lifestyle. They want to be active because people are staring and they don't know, you know, this causes people, you know, loss of work. It really can be a debilitating disease, a lot more debilitating than just a skin rash.
Okay, now it is very prevalent between the ages of 15 and 35, but it really has no restrictions on age. It could hit anybody. As you mentioned, there is no cure. It appears on the scalp, the knees, the elbow, the torso. It can develop anywhere on the skin, even the toenails, fingernails, and the joints. But when you talk about one's quality of life, you know, maybe becoming obese, depression, this has to be, and I don't think you experienced this because of your high profile, but for the, you know, person that doesn't have a high profile, this has got to be a debilitating situation when it comes to dating and starting a relationship.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was debilitating for me even, you know, dating and having to explain to someone, like, I have psoriasis, this is what it is. You know, sometimes, you know, I could be completely broken out and just, you know, not really wanting to show my skin to anyone. Yeah, I've experienced that. I just, you know, I've experienced the same thing that any other psoriasis sufferer would. And to this day, you know, I've tried every different treatment possible, and they would, you know, work for a certain amount of time and stop working. This is actually the treatment I'm on now, is the longest treatment, you know, for 5.5 years it's actually worked for me. So constantly in the back of my mind still, I'm like, when is it going to stop working? When am I going to have another breakout? I mean, you as a psoriasis sufferer, you're constantly worried about that.
Now, again, the campaign is Stop Hiding from Psoriasis, and the website is stophiding.org, where you stop hiding and start living. Did it take you a while, or were you a little bit intimidated walking out on stage thinking that everybody knew it when, frankly, nobody did?
Yeah, I mean, I constantly would go through, you know, crying before I went on stage.
Or really?
Crying before, you know, an award show, because I was upset that I couldn't wear, like, you know, short dresses. I would always be in long dresses or pants in 105-degree weather. You know, and people would ask, you know, why are you wearing jeans? And I just blew it off as, you know, I'm comfortable in them kind of thing. I'm a Texas girl.
Is it an inherited situation, or can anybody get it, or can you pass it on to somebody in childbirth?
I know that it does run in the family. It can be a genetic, it can be passed down through the gene. I have no one in my family that has it. I would be the lucky one, as you would say.
Yeah, right. That's unbelievable. I give you so much credit, Leanne, because you would never know that. Again, going back to younger people, I'm sure that if you're dating in high school and somebody finds that out, they say, well, man, I don't want to catch that. And that's cruel.
Well, it is, and I think that's why this campaign is so important, to really educate America that it's not a contagious disease, and that, you know, psoriasis sufferers, there's hope out there, and you can get treatment. And, you know, sometimes it clears. Sometimes, you know, you get relief from it. You know, it just depends on what treatment works for, you know, what works for me might not work for the next person. But there are tons of treatment options out there, and we're just encouraging people to, you know, at least go out and get treatment through a dermatologist and really learn how to manage their disease, and, you know, and also educating the rest of the world so that people can live a normal life.
Well, you know, I was a fan and continue to be a big fan of yours, always have been, and I've always admired your work. Now I even do so more knowing this. I mean, boy, I tell you, what you've been through and your success has not stopped you, and that's a perfect example of how people should approach this. Stop Hiding from Psoriasis. Visit stophiding.org. Stop hiding and start living. And Grammy Award-winning artist Leanne Rimes has certainly been a person that you can look up to and a model. Leanne, thank you so much. And anytime you want to come back and talk about this or anything else, let us know. I find this fascinating, and I congratulate you for your perseverance.
Thank you. Good to talk to you. Take care.
Thanks, Leanne.
Bye.
Leanne Rimes has been our guest. I never knew that she suffered from psoriasis, never showed it on stage, never on her concerts, any interviews. That's a sign of a real pro. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. they pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. Well, finally we come to a topic that I consider myself a semi-pro. Not as much as our guest is, but, you know, I border on this because we're going to be talking about my favorite food. And being of Italian descent and our guest being of the same, we're going to chat about National Pasta Month, October. Now, I got to tell you something. I didn't know they had a National Pasta Month. Had I known that, I would have taken out a tree, decorated the house, the whole nine yards. Joining us right now is Chef Rosario Del Nero. Hello, Chef. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, buongiorno. Thank you for having me.
Hey.
This is a pleasure. Thank you.
Tell us about this great celebration of October, National Pasta Month.
You know, I'm like you. For me, it's National Pasta Month every day, every day with my family. October, nationwide, is a National Pasta Month, which means we love to share our love and passion with everybody, just like what we're doing now. Talk about pasta and have fun in the kitchen cooking pasta, going to the market and exploring all these pasta shapes and recipes, and then going to the farmer's market or buy some seafood and make some great pasta dishes. This is what it's all about.
I could eat pasta
every single day. I can remember when my father and I, my mother used to go out of town to visit her family, and my father and I go to the Italian restaurant every night. My mother would say, don't you get tired of eating spaghetti every night? I said, are you kidding me? I eat it morning, noon, and night. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, yeah, it's like breathing air. I mean, I breathe air every day.
Mm-hmm.
But no, jokes aside, pasta, that's why you can eat it every day, because first of all, you have hundreds, if not thousands of shapes and kinds of pasta to choose from. That adds to the excitement. You can eat a different pasta every day. Pasta itself, it makes probably about half of the meal. So the other half, you can put your favorite things. Like, for example, now in the fall, I love to use wild mushrooms, so including porcini from Italy. And I make a wonderful fettuccine with wild mushrooms. What can be better than that? Another one that I love, and I'm sure you'll love it too, Ron, is the pasta with pesto, pesto genovese.
I love that. In fact, the other night I told my wife, I said, I want some pasta. And she said, well, I don't have the sauce out, because she makes her own sauce. Just make it alle olio. Yes.
Yeah, alle olio is great. Even a good old marinara is fantastic. I mean, what can be better than a spaghetti with a great tomato sauce and a little bit of parmigiano? I mean, that's heaven. That's like the most delicious and the most simple meal. I go to the farmer's market, and this time of the year, I like to pick fresh vegetables. I just saw recently some wonderful asparagus, some butternut squash, and I made a nice pasta dish. Isn't that great?
And you put the meatballs in and the sausage. And my mother used to take hard-boiled eggs and put it in the sauce, too.
You know, that's funny, because every region of Italy has a different pasta specialty. Like, I can tell that you're from certain regions of southern Italy, because there's places where they do that. They put the hard-cooked egg, and that's very typical. That's the beauty of pasta, that is infinite versions, and there's no end to what you can do with pasta.
Okay, with that said now, Chef, you got to guess what part my family is from. Now, I told you about the eggs. I told you about the oregano. You knew about that. Okay, so what do you think, what area of Italy do you think I'm from?
I think from southern Italy, and specifically maybe from Campania or Lazio. How about that?
Well, I got to tell you, southern Italy is right, but it's Sicilian.
Sicilian, oh man, one of my favorite parts of Italy. The food of Sicily is just spectacular. And they have this national dish in Sicily, it's called pasta con le sarde. It's pasta, it's like a linguine or bucatini with sardines and wild fennel.
Now, I have some statistics here that I think are important to know. Americans consume approximately 20 pounds of pasta annually. Apparently, that's not an Italian family. The U.S. consumes 5.95 billion pounds of pasta each and every year. Americans eat an average of 9 pounds of pasta a day. And 86% of participants said they eat pasta at least once a week. And the United States produces 4.4 billion pounds of pasta annually. And Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, is credited with bringing the first macaroni machine to America in 1789, and Italian recipe books go back as the early of the 1200s that they have pasta dishes in their recipe books. So this has been around a long time, Chef.
Yes, I can tell you are a real pasta aficionado, because another aspect that is fascinates me is the whole culture and history of pasta, and that is that makes it a lot of fun, because every pasta shape, every pasta recipe has a history, and it's so much fun to go and explore that. So, but our mission of our association, the National Pasta Association, is to exactly this, to share and spread the knowledge, the love, the passion about pasta, so that everybody can enjoy and take advantage of this wonderful ingredient and product.
They always say the reason Italians are rather heavy is because they eat a lot of pasta, and maybe that's too much carbohydrates. But I have a note here that says that the JAMA, JAMA Internal Medicine publication, shows that consumption of pasta lowers the risk of death, lowers the risk of cognitive impairment, reduces the risk of breast cancer and depression, and that the average human brain needs 130 grams of carbs per day in order to function properly, and pasta, consuming 45 to 65% of your total calories from carbohydrates, is good for you. So at last, this is a health food. I can't believe it, Chef. I'm taking my life seriously and eating healthy.
Yes, yes. This is what's so wonderful about it, is that not only is delicious, but it's also healthy. This is part of what we do when we share information and the love of the pasta. It also means to share ways to eat it in a healthy way. In other words, to eat it in the appropriate amount. So not too much, not too little, just the right amount, and pair it with healthy ingredients. That's why pasta can be healthy. Of course, if you choose to eat whole wheat pasta or other pasta made with legume flour, now it's also you have an extra level of health and nutritional aspect. So, yes, pasta is quintessential versatility. And it's up to you. If you pair it with extra virgin olive oil, it's healthier, for example, than you would pair it with butter. So, again, it's up to the individual, and every kind of diet can be accommodated with pasta and its pairing ingredients.
There's a website for more information on National Pasta Month, which is October, and that is ilovepasta.org. That's ilovepasta.org. Hey, Chef, it's always nice when you're here, and congratulations on celebrating this month. And join us again, even when it's not Pasta Month, okay?
Yes, anytime. Just invite me, and I'll be there.
Okay, and bring the pasta, all right, Chef?
Always. Viva la pasta. Buon appetito.
Buon appetito. Chef Rosario Del Nero has been our guest talking about National Pasta Month, October. Love it. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include, from the Smothers Brothers, Dick Smothers, actress and musician and author Sheila E., Dr. Jeffrey Barnes. Also want to thank Michael Seth Star, talking about William Shatner, from Ripley's Believe It or Not, Ed Myers, singer and actress Leanne Rimes, and Chef Rosario Del Nero. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.